going to be reading from Mark's Gospel, the 5th chapter, and reading from 21 to 43 from the New Living Translation. Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please, please come and lay your hands on her, heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. And then we see how the woman who was hemorrhaging for many years came and touched the hem of his garment, and how Jesus responded to her. And so this took a little time. And then we pick up again in verse 35. While he was still speaking to her, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, "Your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now." But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just have faith." Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John, that is the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, "Why all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead. She's only asleep." The crowd laughed at him. He made them all leave, and he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around, and they were overwhelmed and totally amazed. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened, and then he told them to give her something to eat. You know, my beautiful moment in this whole narrative of Jesus is in the last line. Jesus told them to give her something to eat. How wonderful, isn't it? How caring. He brings her back from the dead, but he's concerned about the fact that she will be hungry. Give her something to eat. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious reminder that you care so much for each one of us. And I pray for anybody who's listened to this, who's thinking that they are unloved, uncared for. Lord, would you touch them with just something that will once again show them that you care deeply for them. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.